What's up, everyone? All right, so here we are, the end of a holiday week, the end of my second week of trading in our new office, which I'm still getting set up, but I'm loving it. I've got the fiber internet, I've got this nice space to work in, and the last 2 weeks, they've been pretty good. $26,000 last week, $12,000 this week, $38,000 in 2 weeks. So I've broken in the space with some big winners, and I'm really happy about that. Finishing today up another $1,300, which is good. I'll say that the momentum today wasn't as good as it was yesterday. Yesterday was a $7,000 day, but it wasn't horrible. There were some opportunities. The biggest one was on XBIO, as that squeezed up from about $5 all the way up to $6, and I think it was 20 cents. So that was a pretty big window, and I was able to capture a couple of small moves within that range, which was good. So, you know, finishing the week with green trades on a green note, I feel good about that. And I'm excited to go into the second week of July. Now that the kind of 4th of July holiday is behind us, we can really get at it. We'll have regular weeks of trading for the rest of the month. And I wanna really stack up those profits as much as I can, because July is typically a slow month for me. And so the fact that right now it's been pretty good, I wanna strike while the iron's hot and make as much as I can. So all of you guys who watch these videos, whether you watch, and you're thinking about trading or you're currently an active trader, anyone who's not already a member of the Warrior Trading family, I want you to go over to the website right now, warriortrading.com, and join. Whether it's the monthly chat room, the Warrior Starter, which includes chat room and sim access in our classes, or the Warrior Pro course, because we are still running our 4th of July special. 4th of July, it's all about freedom and independence, the two things that got me into the markets, all right? So I want you guys to join. I want you to become part of the family so you can watch over my shoulder every single day while I'm trading, all right? So now let's break down the trades from today that helped me get me $1,300 of profit. And if you guys have any questions, any comments, leave them below, because I'm gonna come back through later today and over the weekend and answer them. All right, so I hope you guys enjoy, and I'll see you first thing Monday morning. All right, everyone. So we're gonna go over our trades from today. Midday market recap, finishing the morning up $1,366, which is not too bad. Green is good. This is not gonna be the biggest day of the week for me, but you know, it's another $1,000, and I'm happy with that. This has been so far a great start to the month. Let's see, I can pull up my TraderView stats here. So let's go down month of July. Monday, I made $8,000. Tuesday, I lost $2,800. And then Thursday, I made $7,700. So, you know, plus $1,300 today, that's a $12,000 week in 4 days of trading, which is terrific. So off to a really good start here. If we look at the detailed, you'll see, let's see, let's just look starting for the month. Look at net, let's see, starting July 2nd. So this was as of yesterday, $10,812. Average winning trade, 580, average loser, 702. I had a bigger loss and a bunch of small winners, but percentage of success is 70%. So the accuracy is on point, and I just need to get a couple of those bigger winners to help really boost up that average winning trade. But overall, this is pretty good. And when you look just year to date, for instance, you'll see my average winners are closer to $1,000. $1,200 average winners, $1,100 average losers, up $325,000 on the year before today. So, you know, things are looking pretty good for 2018. I finished 2017 with $335,000 of total profit in my small account that I started with less than $600. I had another $50,000 in my main account, so that was $380,000 right around there for 2017. So once I break over $380,000, this will be the new best year of all time. $380,000 last year was the best year I'd had, and it looks like, well, I'm only about $50,000, $60,000 away from that level. And it's July, so that's good. That's really great. You know, the thing is, when I started trading, I wasn't thinking about making $1,000 a day. I wasn't thinking about making $5,000 a day. This year, I'm averaging, average daily gain or loss is $2,659 a profit. Think about that. How many jobs do you make $2,659 per day? There's not a lot of jobs where you can get that. And the ones that you can, you need to go to school for a long time to get there. Remember last week we were talking about the orthodontist who's got over $1 million in student loan debt and he's making $250,000 a year. And he's just paying the minimum interest on his debt. So, you know, I'm making more than him and I didn't have to take out $1 million in debt to be able to get here. I don't have any student loan debt. So, you know, it's obviously a pretty awesome career, but the reality is trading is not for everyone. Not everyone is going to get it. Not everyone is going to have the mentality to be able to do it. Not everyone's going to feel comfortable taking the risks that we have to take every single day. So it is a select group of us who have what it takes to be traders. But one of the things you'll realize is that once you have all the people who have what it takes to be traders, the sad thing is, even though they have what it takes, a lot of them will still fail. And they're gonna fail not because they don't try hard, not because they don't have what it takes, not because they don't really wanna be successful, but for one really important reason, they don't have a strategy. They don't know the rules of the market. They don't know how to find stocks to trade. And so they're just, you know, at the mercy of trading what they hear about on message boards or what they you know, get emailed about for hot stock penny picks or whatever it is, and they end up losing money. That's the thing that's really frustrating, and that's what we're trying to prevent. So you guys who are in this room, those of you who watch on Facebook, watch on YouTube, who think you have the aptitude to be a trader, I want you to make sure you're getting a good education and you're learning the strategy before you just throw money at the market, because 90% of the people that come into the market, they end up losing money. And you know, it's not fair. The market, it really is, it's rigged to favor big money, and retail investors like all of us, you know, we really have the cards stacked against us. So we need to come into the market every single day with a very specific strategy of how we're gonna conquer. And you know, fortunately for me, I've got one that's been working to the tune of $2,600 a day, but even though I have the entrepreneurial spirit, even though I have the aptitude, even though I have the mental willingness to take the risks in exchange for the reward, I was almost part of the 90% who failed. I was a failing trader for 2 years before I finally turned it around. And the reason that I was failing was because I didn't know how to manage my risk. And so I ended up having lots of big losers. My biggest loss was like $25,000. And my biggest winner was probably like $4,000. Right now, look at where I'm at now. My biggest winner is $24,000 and my biggest loser is $10,000. And it's not to say that a $10,000 loss isn't significant, but in the context of, you know, where I'm at now, it's actually not that bad. You know, relatively speaking, my biggest winner is 2.5 times bigger than my biggest loser. And that's what's good. So, you know, this would have never happened to me. This moment where, you know, I finally turned the corner, it wouldn't have happened if I hadn't discovered this one pattern in the market. I've been using TraderView now for a couple of years. I can go back here. Let's see. Let me just scroll down. Win-loss expectation. So this is the account over the last couple of years, since 2016. All right. And you can see, I mean, really, this has been an incredibly profitable time right here the last year and a half. I've really, you know, stepped up to the plate and put the pedal to the metal. But none of this would have happened, this equity curve. It wouldn't have happened if I hadn't figured out this one really critical secret. And once I figured it out, that for me was the turning point. So the critical thing for me that you know, has led to my success, has allowed me to make as much money as I have in the last several years, let me just back this out, is that the stocks that I make the most money on, price and volume, they're stocks under $10 right here. And this is $500,000, that's $500,000 of profit, trading stocks between $2 and $5. These are just little bars, but this is a lot of money that it represents. So I make the most money trading stocks under $10. That was a huge discovery. All right, the second big discovery was, let's see, that I make the most money on stocks that have high relative volume. Performance by the instrument's relative volume. So stocks that are trading on 5 times higher volume than average is where I made $787,000 of that profit, right? That's crazy. Think about that. $708,000 of profit. So this is the sweet spot. Now, before I discovered this, I was trading stocks like this. Stocks like Facebook, stocks like Netflix. Those are all going to be in this column right here because they just trade on, you know, pretty much average volume. So when I was trading a stock like Apple back in 2012, you know, this stock, well, back then it was like $700 a share or something. But look at how much it moves on any given day. You could look at this, you could say, this stock is moving. I could trade it. It went from 185 to 187. But percentage-wise, that's like, it's just such a small move. And the volume, this is the volume today, and this is the volume over the last like 20 days. It's average volume. We make money on above average volume. What happens when you have above average volume? You've got high demand. What happens when you have high demand? Stocks move really quickly. That's when you get stocks like this one today, XBIO, from $4.40 to $6.20, a 50% move in one day. So realizing that the stocks that I made the most money on were stocks that moved more than 2% in a day. I mean, literally, all of my profits are stocks that are up more than 2% in a day. So these were really big discoveries that I made, and I wouldn't have made any of these discoveries if I hadn't taken thousands and thousands of trades. I needed all of that historical data so I could go and data mine it and then draw these conclusions. So just in the last, whatever, two and a half years, I've got 2,500 trades. It takes that amount of trades, if not more, to draw real conclusions about your strategy, about the patterns of the market, about what works and what doesn't work. So, you know, any one of you guys, I really believe any one of you guys could make these same discoveries as long as you did a couple things. One, you meticulously track all of your trades. Just tracking it in TraderView is good. Tracking it in Excel where you can add notes to the trades is even better, where you say this was a bull flag, this was a bear flag, you know, this was the strategy that I actually traded. This is just sort of the raw numbers, which is helpful, but by itself doesn't give maybe as much insight. So number one, track all your trades. And then number two, practice trading for a year and a half, maybe 2 years to build up enough data to start having something that you can really dig through. So you guys can all do that. The only problem is it takes a lot of time. And a lot of people don't want to spend that time. And they'd rather start on day one making $1,000 a day, making $2,000 a day, right? That's the goal, is just to start on day one. And so I realized when I started Warrior Trading, when I first started as a blog, that there was a huge demand for educational content. Because for me, when I was learning how to trade, you know, it was trial and error. I was struggling to figure it out. And I was doing all this Googling. How do I learn? Well, you know, what does this moving average mean? What does this mean? What does this mean? What does this mean? And there wasn't one common database that had all this information. I wanted to learn one strategy. You know, does someone have a strategy they could show me that they could teach me that works, that's proven to be profitable? And I couldn't find it. And so I ended up having to spend all this time figuring it out on myself. But what I started doing is I started Warrior Trading as a blog where I would chronicle my ideas and what was working for me. And it was a journal, basically. And I would write about moving averages and write about the momentum trading strategy. And I started realizing the site was getting a lot of traffic organically just from people Googling the same things that I was writing about. And next thing I know, the site's doing 100,000 sessions a month, 200,000, 400,000, 600,000. We're now doing over 1 million sessions a month of people trying to find this information. So clearly there's a huge demand, and it's because the market is more accessible than it's ever been in the history of the stock market. You can access it right here on your phone. You can access it with a laptop. You can access it from rural Vermont, from, you know, the Berkshires of Western Massachusetts. You can access it from Oklahoma, from Indiana, from, you know, the middle of nowhere. If you have an internet connection, you've got a mobile hotspot, you can access the internet. So with all these people trying to access the internet and trying to capture a little bit of profit, there's a huge demand for a little bit of education, for understanding a good way to trade the market, a safe way, a smart way. And, you know, so that led to Warrior Trading to what it is today with the chat room, with the classes. Our goal is to help every single one of you who are wanting to learn how to trade get there the easy way. So you can start using the strategy that I've proven through years of trial and error, and now through years of historical data of profitable trading is successful. So you can learn my strategy, and you can learn it in 3 months. And you don't have to spend years of trial and error. You can start trading it, you can get into it. And some of you, on month 4, when you finish the Warrior Pro class, you're gonna be trading profitably, like Justin. Right? Some of you guys are gonna be month 6, month 9, month 12. Everyone's on a different learning curve, depending on the amount of time you can dedicate and everything like that. But the reality is, you can learn a strategy that's already been proven to be profitable. You could do that, or you could do it the hard way, which is to try to reinvent the wheel. And the reality is, you're gonna reinvent the wheel, you're gonna figure it out, you're gonna go through, you know, you're gonna get closer and further away, closer and further away, closer and further away. And then when you finally figure it out, you're gonna realize you're right back here in the same spot. Because almost all of the profitable day traders out there trade a variation of the same strategy. You either trade momentum or you trade reversals, and we teach both. I prefer momentum because it's more profitable in my opinion. Financially, it actually is more profitable, but for me it is. For some, reversals might be better, but we teach both strategies. So you can either go the long way of trying to figure it out, or you can get started right here. So, this is all just to set the sort of foundation of, you know, what we're going to talk about today when we go over these trades. Today's not the biggest day of the week. Today is not the biggest day of the month. Today is just a $1,300 day, which is below my $2,600 per day average. But it's a green day, and I'm happy with that. So, you know, it's another decent day in the market, and it just helps, keep me going to that $650,000 goal that I have for this year. It's actually $665,000, because last year I made $335,000 in the small account, which means I need to make $665,000 this year to cross over $1 million. And when I do, whether it's in December or it's in January or February of next year, I'll have proven that you can make $1 million with as little as $600. If you have $600 in an account and you have a strategy, you can become a millionaire trading. I'm $650,000 or so of the way there. Let's see, where are we? $660,000. So we're 66% of the way there, and $340,000 to go. It'll happen, it's just a matter of time. I will cross that line. And even where I'm at now with $600,000, to make that in 18 months of trading is pretty incredible. We're all really, really fortunate. And like I said, trading is not for everyone. Not everyone in the world can be a profitable trader. Otherwise, everyone would do this and no one would work regular jobs, because this is an amazing job. So it is a specific type of person that's willing to be a trader. A lot of you guys, you own small businesses. A lot of you have that entrepreneurial spirit. You want to be self-sufficient. You want to work from home. I get that. That's the same drive that I have, and that's what ultimately will make you such a successful trader, because you're so motivated for that freedom, that independence. Other people want the security of a 9-to-5 job, and there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. It's totally okay. But to each their own. So anyways, just been a great start to the month, up $12,000, which is fantastic. So I'm happy about that. And again, so today is July 6th, and we have extended our 4th of July sales through this weekend. So you guys can use the coupon code FIREWORK to save 30%. 30% on the chat room, 30% on the simulator, 30% on the Warrior Starter course, which includes the chat room and the simulator, or 30% off the Warrior Pro course, which is our flagship class. All right, so would love for you guys who haven't already gotten to the classes to join. We've done surveys, a lot of surveys, and we know that students who are just chat room members, you guys have about a 50% chance of being profitable. About 50% of the chat room members, just regular chat room, are profitable. Okay, so that's your baseline. Now that's not bad. That's 5 times higher than the average success rate. The average success rate's only 10%, but 50% is still pretty low. Graduates of the Warrior Pro class have an 82% chance. We did a survey and we found 82% of our graduating students profitably trading the markets. So that's where we wanna get you to. Inner Circle is 90%. That's the top tier. Inner Circle right now is on a waiting list. So we're not even accepting new applications right now. So we want to get you in a place where you have the highest likelihood of being successful. And, summer's a great time to learn how to trade, especially because when things pick up in the fall, September, October, November, December, That's when you want to really make sure you've got the skill so you can put the pedal to the metal and make as much as possible. Last November, I made $82,000, best month of all time. December, I made $84,000, best month of all time. January, I made $117,000, best month of all time. Crazy. 3 months and nearly $300,000 of profit. Just absolutely crazy. So anyways, I want to see you guys have that same level of success. I know so many of you guys, you know, email us and thank us, you know, for the success that you have. And we just want to keep seeing those emails coming in, keep seeing you guys in the chat room making money. So anyways, here's a day where I'm making $1,000, $1,300. XBIO, this was the biggest winner today. It was kind of interesting. It was a little bit choppy. I first got in it for the break of $5 right here. We saw it starting to curl up, and I jumped in for the $5 break. It pops up to a high of 522, and then promptly drops all the way down to 481, as you can see right here. It then pops back up. So in this very first move, I made $268. I made a very small profit, and I stopped out as it came back down. And I thought, geez, another choppy stock, I don't know. It then curls back up, it breaks over 520, and I get back in. It hits 540, and then it drops to 515, okay? So once again, I'm right on the trade, and I'm thinking, geez, this thing is hard. And then it breaks over 545 and makes this big push here up to 609. This is what we call, these are micro pullbacks. This is a pullback, this is a pullback, and this is the third pullback. My best exit was up here around 619, which was pretty good. So, you know, overall, made some good money on the stock. Let's see, where was it, six? Yeah, actually, I guess I tried to sell up there. Maybe I didn't get filled. But, you know, overall, it was okay. I made some money on it, but it wasn't a $1,000 winner or anything like that. And it was because it kept chopping around. It scared me right here. It scared me right here. And then finally it takes off, but I was a little too nervous to add up here at the half dollar because it had just done these two sort of, you know, choppy moves. And here you see it's back up at high a day. So XBIO today is up 46%. All right, so that's what we're talking about. 46% is awesome. That's a huge move. Look at the volume. It's above average volume for the last few days. All right, it's under $10. This stock has everything that I look for in, you know, a stock that has home run potential. All right, so XBIO, $824. Green is good. PRAN, Pran. This one I jumped into out of the gates for anticipating a break of yesterday's high. Yesterday's high was 260, so I was looking at this for continuation. The bell rings, it dips down for a second, it opens at 232, and as it surges up, I added for the break over 250. It pops up to 250, it pulls back, I add for the break of 290, it hits a high of 291, and then it drops all the way back down to 255. So I actually was up about $1,100 on this, and then I lost $300 as it came back down right here. So I'm up $747 on it. It's not the biggest winner I've ever had. It's just kind of an average trade, and it really didn't hold up very well, which is disappointing. Tate, this one I jumped into, hit the scanners. So we use these scanners back here. This is how I find the stocks to trade. You know, once you know what your sweet spot is, the challenge is, how do I find these stocks in real time? So you can see XBIO is on the scanners right now, real time, 12:10. So that's telling you that stock is moving, which it is. So Tate, it hits the scanner down here, 215, 220, 240. I see it popping up and I'm like, okay, clearly this is what I look for. I look for stocks to hit the scanners multiple times in a row. If they're in yellow, it means it's hitting my massive volume and low float scan. That's the name of the scan. So the horizontal coloring is based on the name of the scan. This is massive volume, medium float. So it's in green. All right. This one, let's see, down here is up 8% in the last 10 minutes. All right. So we've got a couple different scans. So the yellow one is the one that I really like the most because that's stocks that are moving quickly. So it hits first at 220. And then it's just boom, 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 hitting, hitting, hitting. And that's what I like to see. It goes all the way up to 289. Now it's also up 8% in the last 5 minutes or 10 minutes. So it's hitting two scanners at once, right? And it pops up here. So I'm adding I got in at 250, 240, 250. I added 260, I added 270, and I added right up here going into the halt at 288. It looked like it was about to get halted. So I'm adding at 288, 288. And then what happens? It drops. It doesn't halt. Sometimes, every now and then, we get these surprises where it's about to halt, and then all of a sudden it keeps trading. And I don't know why that happens. But anyways, it drops down here to a low of 235. So it literally drops 50 cents. And I had just added up here. So now my cost basis went from 250 to 270. All right, so my new average is 270 way up here. And I'm like, you know, dang it. I could have sold from my 240 entry and made 40 cents per share. I could have just made $1,000. And instead I added, and the reason I added is because if this had halted, which I thought it was going to, it would have most likely resumed higher around 3, maybe 310, 320. And we would have seen a potential move up here towards 350. That would have been like a 70 cent winner. That would have been a great win. I mean, that could have been a $10,000 winner, but you know, it didn't happen. It drops down. So right here, we're doing a flag pattern and I'm watching and I'm like, okay, waiting to add, you know, let's see if it curls back up, because this wouldn't be the first time we've seen them dip down a little bit and then surge back up, right? So it surges up here to 280 and I sell some of it basically break even to reduce my risk. And then I have my order ready to add back over 280 if it shows me strength here. And then on this candle, as it dropped, I had to stop out. And so I ended up losing $84, which realistically is not a big deal considering I had good size on it. But, you know, it was not a winner. So kind of disappointing it didn't hold up better. It's back here, you know, a little bit below my average. So, you know, if I was still holding it, I'd be a little bit red on it, but it kind of looks like it's grinding back up. So I don't know, maybe it'll be in play on Monday. I'm not really sure. But so that was that. And then NVIV, same kind of thing. I jumped in this one with 10,000 shares at 223. It pops up to a high of 239. So I'm up $1,700, and then it comes all the way back down and I end up stopping out for $121 loss. So, you know, things today were a little bit slow, but you know, $1,300 in a slow market, I'm okay with that. Green is good, but today was a little bit of a close call, a little bit choppy. So, I suppose that's not surprising considering it's Friday on a holiday week. So did the best I could today, but we'll be back at it first thing Monday morning. And I'm hoping that we see good follow through. I'm hoping that the momentum from the first few days here of July continues and that July will be a really strong month. Last year, 7-1 of 17 through 7-30 of 2017. Let's see. I just want to see what last year was. 31. So last year, you know, last year was not a very good month for me. I only made $6,000. I mean, really, it was not impressive. My accuracy was poor, not a lot of big winners. It was not a great month. Go back one more year to 2016, and July was good, $32,000, right? So, you know, it's, who knows? July could be a hit or it could be a miss. Right now, I'm off to a good start, and I've already made more than I made last year. In July. So I don't know. We'll see. So far it feels good. And last June, you know, just as last month was good also. So I think we might be in for a good summer of momentum. I think last year one of the problems was that a lot of traders took their money out of the stock market and put them into the crypto markets because crypto was going so crazy. But obviously crypto has slowed down a lot and it's really not a focus for most traders anymore. So I think that money has come back into the stock market and that's going to fuel more momentum. So I'm optimistic that this is going to be a good summer and we're going to go into a good fall. And hopefully I have another record-breaking month later, you know, at some point this year. You know, 117,000, that's my high water mark. So we'll see if I come back up and tap that again this year. All right, so anyways, that's it for me. I'll probably try to come on live either on YouTube or Facebook at some point this weekend and hang out with you guys. We've got our 4th of July party tomorrow, which is going to be fun. So that'll be up at my house. We're going to have a bunch of the team at Warrior Trading up there and family and friends and everything. So maybe I'll do a little live stream at some point from the party. We'll see what the weather's like and everything. But yeah, that's about it for me today. So we'll be back at it first thing Monday morning, 9:15 pre-market analysis. And again, I really encourage you guys to come over to the website, check out the specials that we're running this week. We're going to continue them through this weekend. And we'd love to have you guys join the Warrior Trading family, those of you on YouTube and Facebook who aren't already in the room. So feel free to leave questions, leave comments below on this video. I read all of them and I'll come back through and answer them later tonight and over the weekend. All right, so that's it for me. I'll see you guys first thing on Monday morning. Have a great weekend, everybody. If you're still watching, you must have really enjoyed that video. So why not subscribe and get email alerts anytime I upload new content? Remember, when you subscribe, you become a member of the Warrior Trading family.